With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the K-pop DevOps show. My name is Eric Nam. I'm your host and welcome back to this regular episode of K-pop DevOps. It's the Monday episode. And what do we do on Mondays? We listen and watch K-pop DevOps. Even though days feel like they have no meaning anymore because they all blur into one another, it is Monday, the day we K-pop Taebak. And I am still in quarantine. What is this, week 7, 6, 8? I don't know. It's just, you know, this is life. We're just dealing with it. I'm sitting here incredibly comfortable, black shirt, black shorts, just chilling, y'all. And if you don't like my outfit, I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. It's like, I'm not leaving the house, so I have nobody to impress. I mean, maybe you guys watching, but I really, the idea of having to change to talk into a microphone by myself for 20, 30 minutes is just not appealing to me. I'm sorry. I'm just being very, very brutally honest. Also, you know, shooting by myself and recording by myself is incredibly lonely, and it is not that riveting. So if I go off on tangents and I just sound like I've lost it, maybe it's because I have. But hopefully this makes you laugh or this brings you some sort of joy. It's also difficult to shoot by yourself because, as I just realized, I just shot like 5 minutes worth and I was like, oh, none of that recorded. So I'm starting again. So this is my second effort at K-pop Taebak. Oh man, but it's all good, guys. We're gonna get through this. And before we jump right into K-pop Taebak, we do have to say thank you to all my friends who filled in for me. We had Kevin Wu, Amber, Peniel, and G2 who filled in for me on K-pop Taebak as I was supposed to be on tour. Obviously, it did not finish, so we had a lot of extra episodes. So I've been doing midweek Taebak updates. And if you guys are wondering, are those gonna happen? Are they just gonna continue? I don't know. Maybe. If you guys like them, maybe I can keep doing them, but I just don't know. Do you like them? Perhaps, mayhaps. We'll keep Mondays kind of about K-pop, and maybe Thursdays it will just be about whatever I want it to be about. But I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anyways, if you guys haven't done so already, please go ahead and subscribe to K-pop Taebak on whatever platform you're listening to us from. Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast. Google Podcast apparently have a brand new app and apparently it's really cool. So if you guys aren't on Spotify or Apple, then you have a new option. There you go. Leave us a rate and review, please. And please join us at patreon.com/thedivestudios. It really, really does help us because we are a very, very small team. And obviously, you guys probably haven't heard ads on this for a while because advertising in this recession and coronavirus is not the easiest thing to come across. So you guys directly affect and impact our ability to continue cranking out shows like Taebak Show, I Think You're Dope, Commit or Quit, Jay's Show, Tableau Show, and some of the other shows that are coming soon on the network. I am so sitting here, you know, in my black shorts and black tee and in this sofa thing, and there's an empty seat next to me, and I thought about removing it from the frame. Then I was like, actually, no, I want it there. I want it to represent you, or I want it to represent somebody somewhere out there, because I don't know. I'm like, I haven't seen humans in so long, except for my brothers, but like, they don't count because we just like, I feel like many of you are probably going through this where you love your family. Don't get me wrong. We love our family. I love my brothers. But sometimes too much is too much and you need a break. So I'm zoning out from their existence for now. And I'm going to imagine there's a friend sitting next to me right here. Her name is Sally. Hey, Sally. How are you? I'm good. Oh, thanks for coming to the show. Oh, of course. Thanks for having me. I really like that hoodie you're wearing. Oh, this hoodie, I got it at TJ Maxx. It was like on sale and it was really cool. And I was like, oh, cool. What's the brand? It's like, oh, some guy like named Eric Nam designed it. I'm like, oh, really? My stuff was at TJ Maxx? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I don't know what I'm doing. Anyways, okay, guys, enough of the silly talk. We have a lot to talk about today. In K-pop, in the world of K-pop, we have a lot to discuss today. We have a lot of comebacks and some new projects that have been released, and we have to talk about them. So let's just jump right into it. First up this week, we're talking about Mr. Jay Park. He's back with All the Way Up. So, Mr. Jay Park, Park Jae-bum, CEO of AOMG and Higher Music, he is back with a new song. It's called All the Way Up, and it was released on his birthday, April 25th, 2020. It is written and composed by Jay Park himself and Cha Cha Malone. What's up? And he has two versions. He has an English version and a Korean version. And I'm actually really digging this song because it's like a easy listening, good vibes kind of song. And, you know, this is, I don't know if it's relevant, but Cha Cha actually, I saw him again in Seattle. He came to my show to say hi. I hadn't seen him in a while, but it was always good seeing him. But, whenever Cha Cha and Jay collab, I feel like there's always some great music that comes out. That song that Jay put out probably like almost 10 years ago or something, Choa, I've spoken about it on this show before. One of my favorite K-pop songs ever. But yeah, the song, I might be just looking at it too, like surface level, but it's to me, right? It's about going all the way up. And I think like the vibe that I get from Mr. Jay Park and some of his music is just like, you know, when I think of the words all the way up, it's just like kind of doing well and like being successful and like surviving and thriving. And I feel like that's something that's probably very true to who he is and his brand. You know, I don't know the exact details and I don't know the exact story, but like I feel like there was this time in place where he had left 2PM, the group that he was in when he debuted. And then I'm sure he probably went through a time of uncertainty and like, what am I going to do? What am I going to, you know, how am I going to work or figure things out? And lo and behold, dude is CEO of two labels and he, you know, puts on for, gosh, probably like at least 10 artists. And he probably like puts on for like 10 artists in his labels at least. That means he's employing probably, I don't know, minimum 20, 30 people. Like, that's not stuff to be taken lightly. You know, it's easy just to say like, yeah, man, like I run a label or yeah, man, I own this or that. But for me, it's like, think about all the people and their lives that he's affecting in that way. And I'm sure there were a lot of struggles along the way and there were a lot of people who were haters and whatever for whatever reason. Because I feel like when you are a young CEO and you're young and you're just starting off, like the cards are technically like stacked against you and people are just kind of like waiting for you to like slip up. And I feel like that's particularly true probably like in Korea. And like, I don't know, like this could be controversial in many ways, but I feel like that for a long time, that's kind of been like the community for like just Asian Americans in that we all say we want people to like really kill it and do well, but like oddly, like people are always like tearing people down, which is like not necessary, you know, like celebrate people and celebrate what they're doing for for what they do and just like leave it at that. Like, I think that's great. But anyways, all to say, like, when I think of All the Way Up, what is immediately in my head is just Jay's story as a as an artist, as an entertainer, as a CEO, as a businessman, entrepreneur, and him building that story and his course across his career for the past, I don't know, he's probably been in the industry probably almost 15 years now. So definitely not an easy thing to do, but he's doing it. He's done it. And I don't know how he does so much. Like, he does so much. So props to Jay, mad respect. And you know, I'm not close to Jay, like very, very, like full disclosure, like we're not close. I've probably spoken to him in person like twice in my life. But when I have spoken to him, nice guy, quiet dude, and not a man of many words, but from what I, you know, from the people around him, people that I've talked to, like he puts on really hard for the people that he considers his crew and his family. Like, he will take care of you, and he's like super, super loyal and like looks out for you, which is great. And so, I mean, there's always just only words of respect and admiration and adulation for that guy. So props, congratulations, Jay, on everything. And I personally just really like this song. So if y'all want like a feel good vibe, feel good song, this is the one for you. It's All the Way Up. And he started a Way Up challenge on TikTok. It's a dance challenge. I looked at it and I was like, too complicated for me. I'll break a bone doing that. So I cannot do it. But if you guys have the ability to TikTok properly, go ahead, try it out. Hashtag it.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
You know, it's funny, like I feel like everybody does TikTok challenges these days. All these songs have TikTok challenges. I'm sure if I release a song, we'll be forced to make some sort of TikTok challenge, right? But like, I like seriously get stressed out by TikTok. I'm serious, because like there's so many moving pieces, there's so many things that flip and flash and filters and like timing your captions. Like, it takes forever, like literally forever, to get one TikTok perfected. So when I see some kids posting TikToks and they're perfect, I'm like, you definitely invested at least minimum an hour posting that, like at least an hour. And be like, no, it was like 45 minutes. That's an hour. I don't care. Like, I can't. I cannot. So people are like, why don't you post more TikTok? I was like, because I feel like I'm going to have an aneurysm, okay, trying to TikTok my way through life. It is so difficult. Now, will I continue to try? Yes. And maybe one day it'll get easier for people like me who are just not good at it. But man, TikTok is hard. Like, somebody wrote, it was like, yo, like, you were on TikTok mad early. Yeah, y'all, I was like, I'm always first on, like, I think I was legit, I'm not even exaggerating, I may have been like the first K-pop person on Instagram, like ever. Like, I was on it in 2010, okay, like before this thing even blew up. Airbnb too, all these things, Dropbox, like I'm on everything. And then TikTok, I was on it before it was called TikTok. It was called Musical.ly. I was on it probably 4 years ago. And for proof, you guys can go on my TikTok and you can look at the date. Actually, I'm curious what date it is. But like, I met with the founder. I went to the team to like understand it. And the reason I stopped posting is like, A, at that point, nobody was on it that I knew, or like people that knew me. It was super young. Like all like, it felt like tweens, like they were like 12, 13, 14 year olds. And I was like, I feel weird. as like a dude in his 20s on this platform with just a bunch of teenagers. Like, I don't want to be on this right now. And then in the span of like 4 years now, it blew up and it's like this huge platform. But even then, I was like, there's so many moving pieces, so many flashing lights on this platform. I'm very confused. So when I TikTok now, I have to have Brian help me because his younger millennial slash kind of Gen Z eyes, I guess, adapt to it better than mine. I can't. It's hard. They should make a TikTok for older people. I don't know what it would be called, but I just feel like, you know, a little bit of help would go a long, long way. So yeah, anyways, I love you, TikTok. I'm trying to be more like you, TikTok. I'm really trying. I just get really stressed out. I got stressed out on TikTok. Anyways, all right, so next up we have another great friend and artist here. His name is Ej. And I say Ej because his name is J spelled backwards. It's another J. It's another J Park. It's a different J Park. It's EAJ. J Park from Day 6. Park Chaehyung. I think it's Chaehyung, right? So he is obviously part of Day 6, a 5-member band under JYP. And he was in the top 6 of K-Pop Star Season 1. And he has been releasing music under the name EAJ for the past few months now. And it is more of a mixtape, like an independent solo project that he is doing. And we wanted to talk about it because he's part of the Dive Network family as well. Obviously, he has a show, How Did I Get Here? If you guys haven't heard it, it's a good one, so check it out. And he's been working on music. He's been putting out interesting, really cool videos. And, you know, Day 6, they're going to be making their comeback with a new album, The Book of Us, The Demon, on May 11th. So look out for that. But we're going to talk about a song, 50 Proof.
How you've been doing? You sleeping alright? I worried it's easy to wake you up at night. You know why, but you don't know why at the same time.
So 50 Proof, I asked Jay, I was like, you know, what is this song about? Like, can you tell me about it? And he literally gave me like a quick breakdown of it. But what he had said was, it's about missing a loved one and worrying for their well-being, even if and even when you're out of the picture. So maybe it could be an ex, maybe it could be a family member, maybe it could be someone you just really care about. You're not there for them, but are they okay? Are you gonna be good? And it's even that first verse, right? Do you still wake to sunsets and eat home alone, watching the moon rise, asking on what's gone wrong? Like, all this stuff is very sentimental and also pensive. And I think it did a really good job on having those emotions come across. I think the one thing that was really cool about this project is, like, you know, as a member of Day 6, you know, as a member of any group, you don't actually get to really hear the voices of individual people that well, because it's always mixed in and out, and you get glimpses of their voice, but you don't get to see and hear and feel their entire emotion to carry out a full song. So it was good. It was great to be able to hear that from him through the releases that he's been doing recently. And for me, it's been an ability. It's been a opportunity for me to rediscover how great of a voice Jay has. But I talked to him briefly about this entire project, and for him, he was just saying, like, it's more of a project to kind of find himself musically. And he felt like he kind of lost his sense of identity in terms of music. And I think, like, this is not something that's unique to him. I think this is for a lot of people who are in groups. Like, when you're in a group, right? Imagine this, like, you are part of a unit. You are putting songs together for the group. You're putting songs together for the team. And so even if you really like R&B, if the group's color is pop or rock or hip hop, you're going to have to do that genre, right? So for a lot of people who started out wanting to be like, I have this particular sound that I want to do, not necessarily I want to be an idol. It is, there are going to be moments where like, what am I doing? Like, why am I doing this song? Why am I doing this performance? And it's something that, you know, I've talked about with a lot of friends. Even I, as a solo artist, had that just, you know, going back and forth with my label. Like, I didn't want to do certain songs, but you're forced into it. And you have this period of like, why am I even doing this? So I'm glad he's doing this. You know, he said that through this process, he's just rediscovering and finding out what he really enjoys and what he loves and how he enjoys to express himself in music, which is really good. So I'm really happy for him, and I'm really glad that this project is sounding so cool. If you guys haven't done so, I really recommend you guys go on YouTube and check out the songs and the videos. I've been watching them all. I've been listening to them all, and I really like them. And I think you guys will as well. So one of my writers has a question here. He's like, what was your first impression of Jay? So to be honest, like, it wasn't the nicest first impression. And before you guys are like, oh, let's give you guys context. Okay. So I think the first time I actually met Jay in person was probably like a few years ago on ASC. And I don't think I'd ever met him before. Sorry, Jay, if you're listening to this and you're saying that we had met, I don't know if we had. I think we had mutual friends and we knew mutual people, and I had heard of you through them. But then we met probably at ASC, and I was excited to meet Jay because we never met. And it's always like fun to meet other like Korean Americans or people who are from outside of Korea working in an industry, because there's just a natural like bond or connection. We're like, oh, you're going through crazy stuff too. And yes, I'm going through crazy stuff too. So there's like a natural connection there. And maybe this is like a result of like Jamie and Kevin both being there as well, and them being super chaotic with me. And so Jay was just like, y'all crazy. But I think Jay was just a lot more quiet and reserved than I had expected or thought. And I thought he just like didn't like me. And I was like, oh, this dude definitely hates me. And so I think I had asked, I don't remember who I asked. I was like, yo, is like Jay okay? Is he usually like that? He's like, oh yeah, he's fine. And I was like, okay, like maybe, okay, I don't know. Maybe he just hates me. But come to know, like, that he's not, it was not that at all. Jay is like one of the chillest, nicest guys and such a good dude. But I think it was probably in Korean, it's like 낯가려, which is like, for both of us, we were probably just a little awkward around each other because we're meeting each other for the first time. We didn't know how to react. But that was my first impression. So to sum it up, it's not a bad first impression, and it's probably just both of us were very awkward with each other. And yeah, that's it. It was an awkward first impression. But I think Jay, I've gotten to know him better over the past, I'd say like a year now. And for example, like, I think if you guys listened to the catching up episode I did with him on Taebak Show almost about a year ago now, I think you guys will probably hear me literally saying like, we've never really talked. We've never really caught up. We've never really gotten to know each other. I didn't really have much to base an opinion of him or off of. But now it's like, now that I know him and I've spoken with him and all that, like, dude's a great guy. And all to say, congratulations, Jay, on all this great music. And I'm really looking forward to more that's coming out in the near future. So keep it up, bro. All right. So finally, we're going to do our last artist for the day. Our last artist is Chunga, and she is back with a song called Stay Tonight.
Choose you.
So Chona, apparently this is a pre-release single, and it was released April 27th, 2020, and she has a lot coming up. It's recently been revealed that Chona will have a collab with Zion T, I guess on her new upcoming album. She also recently featured on Dongbang Shingi's Changmin solo album on the song called Lie, and she will be on Running Man's 500th episode special. You know what? Like, Chona really is awesome, and her whatever she does, like, it really excites me, because I think I spoke about this last time she put out something, and I said, like, I'm really excited to see her doing music differently. And when we had spoken, I was like, you should really do music that you find, like, you connect with very well. And she says she was finally starting to do that, which is always, for an artist, like, the most exciting part of being an artist, of doing music you connect with, that you get really excited about. So I'm really excited to see that. So Chona, like, obviously every time she comes out on the charts and with the song, she charts very well and she performs very well, and I think it's a testament to how hard she works. Like, she's literally everywhere. She's on every show, she's on every platform, she's doing everything, and it's a lot. Especially for a solo artist. And I say that from experience, because when you are doing well and everybody wants a piece of you, it can be incredibly overwhelming. But I feel like she's handling it with class and she's handling it very well. So wishing her the very best, good health. And hopefully one day when she gets a time to breathe, she can join us on Taebak Show for a catching up episode. But yeah, congrats Chona on Stay Tonight. Stay Tonight, if you guys haven't done so, check out the music video. I feel like one thing that's always exciting about watching her perform is her choreography. It's always really creative. It's always really well shot. It's really well choreographed, and she pulls it off so well. I remember, like, watching also, like, her Produce 101 audition, where she just, like, freaking slayed the stage with her dancing. And I was like, holy crap, why is she so good? All that obviously pays off full circle as she's, you know, doing all these cool stages and performances. So really, really excited and happy to see Chona killing it and doing so well. Wishing her the best in the future. So yeah, those are our songs for the week. We have Chona Stay Tonight. We have EAJ, J Park's 50 Proof. And then we have J Park, Park Jae-bum's All the Way Up. And those are our three songs for the week. Yeah, I don't know. We're getting back into the groove of doing this kind of way. I think we had gone off and done, like, larger themes for a while, but I think we're going to come back to the weekly recent update kind of podcast style. Only because I feel like it forces me to continue to listen to K-pop very often and stay on top of it. I mean, to be very, very honest, like, there are lulls in K-pop where I just feel like nothing that comes out excites me, because there is a point where everything starts to sound and feel the same. And whenever that happens, I find myself just going to different genres. Like, you guys see me tweeting for Indian music, you see me tweeting for, like, Latin music, you see me tweeting for country music. Like, I have to listen to a lot of different things, and I think there were certain periods of time where I just, like, I'm listening to K-pop songs. I'm like, okay, but I've heard this before. Like, I've heard all of this before. Like, that's probably sometimes the frustration that I have. And I think part of it is just the sheer volume. Like, there can't be new things all the time because there are so many different groups and artists coming out every single week. But I think I just got really tired of, like, having to talk about things when, I just kind of, it felt redundant. Like, I can't talk about the same EDM track in a different way for 4 weeks in a row. It's just not possible. So that's why we had changed it. And now, you know, we're going to kind of try to find a balance so that we can stay current and we stay relevant with what is being released and what is being done in the music scene in K-pop. And I can provide some sort of insight on certain people or certain songs. But yeah, we'll see how it keeps going. If you guys have any suggestions or you have any tips or tricks, please go ahead. Let us know. Let us know what and how we can do it. and we can try to make changes, because as you guys know, this show is as much about you guys and crafting it to what you guys want to hear as it is about just me rambling. Anyways, that's it for today. If you guys have song requests or things that you guys want to hear me talk about, shed light on, go ahead, let us know. We have so many different social channels that you guys can connect to us on. We are on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, everything. You guys can watch a full video of this on the Patreon. And we, of course, have a Discord channel where you guys, there is an active community of people talking and chatting. So feel free to join there as well. Anyways, that's about it for this week's K-Pop Daybok. Please stay home, wash your hands, stay healthy. And I'll see you next week or at the midweek update for K-Pop Daybok. Bye.
Outro. Thank you for listening to K-Pop Daybok with Eric Knopf.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.